Dan Williams with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7 talking to Dakota Bates, the new city administrator for the city of Mountain Grove. Dakota, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're going into and kind of what your expectations on the job are?
Yeah, so I'll be starting as the city administrator over in Mountain Grove. Really excited about that opportunity. I'll be starting that on Monday, August the 11th. So next week, we'll be hitting the ground running on day one. Need to say thank you to some folks, though, first. And number one, need to thank my current employer, Missouri State University West Plains. Has been great to me. A lot of great people there. And then even before that, my time at Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative, some folks there. I feel like those individuals that I've met and built relationships with have made me a better person and certainly a better leader, and they've positioned me well for this type of role in this position, and so I'm excited to get to Mountain Grove, moving my family up there. Again, starting on Monday, August the 11th, we're going to get right off the ground running. And need to also thank the former city administrator Rick Oterski up there, who has been doing a phenomenal job in the interim, and I'm really, really excited to get to work with him and learn the position and learn the city even more, and most importantly, connecting and building relationships with the people in Mountain Grove. Mayor Todd, David Todd, respect him, great guy, and has I think an incredible vision for the city. Very energetic, very motivated type of person, and it shows. And so a lot of great things happening in Mountain Grove and the city council. Certainly want to say thank you to them and for this opportunity and believing in me and giving me a chance to come up there and prove my worth and to help move Mountain Grove forward. And so very excited about it. I think it's going to be a great position. I think it's a challenge. That's what's excited me probably most about the position is it's I love new opportunities. I'm a person who I love change. I know there's not a lot of people out there that like change. I love change. I welcome it, and in some ways I thrive in it. And so I'm very excited about this. It's going to be a challenge, I know, but I'm excited about that. Excited to build those relationships and connect with people, and really just to get my family there and start connecting with folks.
Now, what would you say that are your biggest expectations whenever it comes to this job, both good and bad?
I think for me, the expectation is I'm one that I want to do a lot of listening. I value, so three things, the three L's for me: listen, learn, and lead. And so I think the expectation for me is to listen and to jump in and listen to folks. Hear what's worked, hear what hasn't worked, what have been the challenges in the past, what do we foresee, and also learning from the council and the mayor and even Mr. Oterski, who's there currently, learning the different aspects of the job and the challenges that they've faced. And what do they see as opportunities? What are their strengths? So certainly that SWOT analysis, what are the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and probably the threats. But I'm excited, so excited to get in there and just, listen to folks, learn as much as I can from the individuals that are there, and then take action and lead, and really build those relationships and connections. Again, that I say, just moving Mountain Grove forward, keeping them just listening, learning, and leading, and moving them in the right direction. So
how would you describe Mountain Grove in like a general sense? I mean, you're going to be going into this new job, really taking the bull by the horns in a lot of ways, it sounds like. And I think a big part of that is going to have to be assessing the kind of town that you're going into. So what would you say is the assessment for Mountain Grove?
Yeah, I think for me, it's I've always valued small towns. I'm from a small town. Dan, you know that. And so I love What I love most about small towns is people. You know everyone's name, and you come together. It's that togetherness that you get in small towns that you don't get anywhere else in the world. And so I value that a lot. And Mountain Grove is that. Quick story. I met my wife in Mountain Grove, and so Mountain Grove is a very special place to me. It's where some of our most meaningful memories began. With meeting my wife there, and I was a youth minister there for a while, and through that opportunity, I got involved in the Mountain Grove Christian Academy, just as an assistant basketball coach. I was just volunteering, and my wife was a coach at the Mountain Home Christian Academy. The teams ended up playing each other, and we met at that game, and as they say, the rest is history. So so Mountain Grove is a very special place in to me in more ways than one. It's a small town. It's from the second you step foot in that community, you get just that feeling, a sense of community. And I think that's valuable, and that's something that sets them apart. Just a wonderful place, and it's going to be a great, I have two small children, and that's the type of community that I want to raise my family in. So as you start thinking about that, West Plains has been great, and it's a great, great community, but Mountain Grove is, like I said, it's just special. There's special people there. I could sit here all day and probably ramble about the hundreds of things that I like about Mountain Grove, but it's just a special place.
Yeah.
It really is. The community is just awesome.
Well, honestly, Mountain Grove is in a great position for growth and everything, too. I mean, considering its location and everything else, it sort of feels like it is also meeting a lot of the needs for a lot of the towns that are around it as well. And I really do foresee Mountain Grove as being having a heavy potential for even being its own hub location for a lot of communities in that area in the future.
Yeah, I don't want to share too much, because it's easy, to be an ideas person.
Yeah.
And I certainly am an ideas person. I always tell people, I probably have 100 ideas, and probably only two are actually decent ideas. But anyway, I do have some ideas, and I'm excited to share those, with the community and with the council and the mayor, and talk through some of those. And again, that they're just ideas. That's what they are. It's just a great community. And so, as you said, Mountain Grove being where it's located, it's such a strategic location, a lot of opportunity there. And again, just great people, great businesses, great leaders in that community. It's just a great place to be. So for me, I'm excited to get up there and just get to work. And I think what makes us better is when we all come to the table and we talk and we share those ideas, and getting everybody all the right people in the right room at the right time, and talking through some of those ideas. But very excited to do that. Very excited to get there and interact. And that starts this weekend, Friday. I kind of give a little plug here, but this Friday and Saturday is the Mountain Grove Heritage Festival. Just an incredible festival. If you've never been, I have to get up there and in time to check out at least all of the food trucks, not just one, but all of them.
A lot of great food there almost every year.
Oh my goodness. And it's just an incredible festival. And this year, I'm a country music fan. I listen to, but I'm like old country music. And so, I tell you what,
Oh yeah.
And, one of those, I'm excited. The Bellamy brothers are going to be there. Oh my goodness. Just a legendary duo in country music, in the country music world. So I'm excited. I'm sure we'll be there sitting front row and watching the Bellamy brothers and visiting with folks and Certainly before that, checking out all the vendors and certainly checking out every food truck at least twice. So so we're excited about that. My family's excited, and so we're going to be there Friday want to invite the community to come up and check out the Mountain Grove Heritage Festival. A lot of hard work by that committee to put that event together, and so kudos to them for working hard and making it a successful event every year.
All right, well, thanks for talking with us, Dakota. Right now, real quick, any finishing thoughts on anything regarding your transition to being the new administrator?
Yeah, no, you know, I'm excited. I really, if I had to say, I can't tell you enough about how excited I am to get there and get to work. And so, again, I just want to say thank you to my current employer in Missouri State, West Plains. You know, been a great position for me. Been very, very blessed to work with some great people and establish a lot of great relationships, and again, this is, you know, a new challenge for me. It's going to be a new exciting opportunity, but I'm excited about this. Very excited to get to Mountain Grove, and so I've got a lot of friends in Mountain Grove, and so I'm excited to get up there and be with them, and for those that don't know me in Mountain Grove, I'm excited to get out, get involved in the community, and if you see me out and about, look like I'm not sure which way's up or down, whatever, you know, at least come up, say hello, and interact, shake my hand, love to visit with you.